The eighth rule to success, to building success in your life, is to be committed to personal growth. The more you learn, the more you earn. Show me a person learning something, I'll show you someone highly motivated, someone that's excited, and someone who feels productive. Even though they're not actually producing anything, the act of learning is going to give you the sense of being productive and therefore motivated. Pick up any book right now, any book. Go to any page, and I promise you, within three paragraphs, you will learn something you didn't know. Try it right now. Pick up any book anywhere. Anywhere you're going, pick up any book you have no interest in, and you will learn something from the book, and it will cause you some level of feeling better. Every time someone learns something, what do? They get excited. That's what they do. They get so excited, they got to go share their information that they know only this much about with someone else. Terrible for a person with one class of karate. They're going to get in trouble. So what happens when you learn something? Man, immediately you're like, hey, I didn't know that. And you get like, hey, I didn't know that. There's things I can learn. People come to my seminar. People, highly educated, very successful people come to my seminar, and within the first 30 minutes, they're like, man, I didn't know that. Which causes people to be in this, you know, I didn't know that state, which means there's more for me to learn. There's a place for me to go. See, without goals, folks, you can't be motivated. Immediately when somebody gets information that's new to them, they want to share it with someone else, which is an exchange of information, which is production. When production results, morale goes up. Learn some more, you'll produce some more. The more you learn, the more confidence you have. You know, when I was 25 years old, I started learning. I've made a commitment for the last over 15 years now of learning as much as I possibly can. If you knew how many workshops, how many tape programs, how many books, and how much personal training that I've gotten, it would blow you away, all right? I read as many books, listen to as many tapes. I've become a learning machine. It's incredible to me how many people resist the fact that the most successful people are great learners, they're studiers, they're masters of their profession. Everybody on Wall Street reads every day. Insurance people read constantly. Salespeople, great salespeople, are masters at their art of selling. They don't take orders. They know everything between the greeting and the close. Everything there is to know about selling. People that do a great job of following their customers up, build strong databases, stay in touch with people, learn about their clients, learn about the client's motivation, learn about their clients' kids, their families, what's important to them. Highly professional, successful people continue to research their industry, their lives, any new technology and techniques. They educate themselves on new breakthroughs. Imagine a doctor not continuing to educate themselves, or a lawyer not educating themselves on the law. I want the best people around me, the best accountant, the best scientist, the best medical people, the best law. I want people highly educated. They hold hope for new information. Successful people hold hope for new approaches and new possibilities. They don't say, well, I've been in this business 30 years, I know it all, nothing's changed. That's a bad attitude, folks. That keeps you capped out on your ability to produce. The most successful people in the world sign up for seminars first, a complete paradox. The people that don't need to sign up right away. The people that need it the most say they can't afford it. It's incredible. The least successful people sit on the back rows. The most successful people sit on the front rows and get the best seats. So learn from successful people. These are people that are always looking for learning opportunities. You know, my probably almost 20 years of being involved in consulting, I've never, ever met an organization, a great organization, that didn't have learning, education, research at its core belief. All great organizations, all great leaders, great managers. I don't mean the manager that can do it all themselves. I mean a manager that surrounds himself with highly productive people, have learning, education, new technologies at their core. And some of that learning may not have anything to do with their business, but to inspire the people in that organization. All great people, all masters that you've ever studied, all masters have been great learners. In this country, there exists a tremendous resistance to learning because of what I believe are a number of problems with our learning systems. I remember being in school and having to study courses that I had no interest in. I was a terrible student for 17 years. From grade school to high school to college to getting an education in accounting and a minor in psychology, I was bored. I was falling asleep in classes. I had no interest. I was a mediocre to low, you know, production student. and people thought that I had a learning disability. Truth is, I did have a learning disability. I didn't like to learn. I didn't like to study. I had no interest in the classes. I didn't see how it applied to my life, and for most of the time, I had misunderstood data regarding topics. What happens to a being when they misunderstand something? It means they don't know what we're talking about, so I don't feel good. I don't like to not feel good. You know, what happens when you're playing a game, let's say a game like chess or backgammon or checkers or gin or any game, pick a game, golf, and you're no good at it. You lose interest in it. You don't get better at it. In fact, you get worse at it. Why? There might be something misunderstood. Maybe somebody gave you the wrong data about how to learn. There were great reasons for my reactions in school. Here as a grown man now, in the business that I am, I look back and say, well, those people were wrong about my education. So you thought it was because you weren't good at math, or you weren't good at science, or you didn't have an interest in history, or maybe somebody told you you were dumb. No wonder you don't want to go to seminars. No wonder you don't want to go to a study course, because you've had negative experiences with learning. Any person that doesn't do well at something, and this is really for management to hear this, any person in your organization that doesn't do well at something is gonna respond like a person that's dumb. Is gonna introvert, pull out, withdraw. If I can't do well, I'm not gonna lean into it. If I can't do well, I won't stay fully involved. Any person that can't win will not play with a full heart. Any person that cannot score, cannot win, cannot do well, will pull away. So you gotta get a handle on this learning thing. Because if you don't learn how to learn, if you don't embrace grabbing data, knowledge, and using it, you will be left behind. First, this rule about learning, I've learned recently. If you hear something you don't understand, it's called a misunderstood word. Any word that you can't get a handle on, that you don't understand what it means, you need to get a true definition of that. Otherwise, you're gonna lose interest in the course. You will show signs of being tired, bored, lethargic, possibly irritable, and maybe even want to blow out of the course. So never pass a word you don't understand. Have a dictionary with you. If you have to look up every word for a while, look them up. You'd be surprised how many little words, of, the, a, and, that we don't understand, that nobody ever taught us. So never pass a word, never stay in a conversation if you don't understand a particular word, because you're going to lose interest in the course. And then you won't do well. And then you're going to feel what? I'm not motivated. Then what? I'm lethargic. Then you're apathetic. And then you're dead. You know? Apathy is death. If you don't understand something, you're going to lose interest. When you lose interest, you become apathetic. Then you're as good as dead. Many of the words in our basic school system are just misunderstood words. That's why people have so many learning disabilities. They don't need drugs. The kid doesn't need Ritalin because he's not interested in the course. The kid needs a different education. The more interest you have in a subject, the more you'll want to learn the subject, right? So pick areas that you're interested in is a second really good thing for you to do. Sign up for classes, any workshop, anything that you're interested in, dancing, rollerblading, painting, selling, computers, anything. As an employer, you want to sign your people up for stuff they're interested in that might not have anything to do with your particular business, but it will raise the motivation and the attitude of the people around you. I guarantee you, with no reward for me, I guarantee you that when you expand your learning, you will expand your sense of security, you will expand your sense of ability, and therefore will feel more motivated and more excited about your life and your profession. Because the more education gives you a sense of being able to reach your goals. And we've said earlier, if you can't reach your goals, you're not going to be highly motivated. If there's no sense of I can get there, then what will happen is you'll withdraw. This is what creates a sense of security, the ability to reach goals. If you don't think you can reach your goals, you won't feel secure. Therefore, you won't feel motivated. Managers and employees should do training and education more often in shorter blocks of time. You should be doing 10 minutes every day, not 40 minutes twice a week. Go to the gym every day for shorter periods of time. Read shorter chapters in a book, not longer chapters. This is what I do in my life. Everything I'm telling you in this video, everything I do in my life. For instance, regarding learning, every day that I'm home, not working, not speaking to a group of people, I study for 4 hours a day. That won't happen today. But every day, I am now at a place where I can sit down with someone and start studying what goes on in my mind. I'm planning the next 50 years of my life, folks. What are you doing? I invest time, energy, and an education. In an education to plan to map out the next 40 years of my life. Man, I'll tell you, it makes me feel great. I feel stronger, more positive. I feel younger, more vital, more, you know, just excited about life than I ever have. My life is fuller today because of my commitment to learning. I read every day. My automobiles right now are filled with tapes. We went to lunch, I had to move some tapes out of the way. I go to at least 6 seminars, workshops a year that I can learn and grow myself. I've been to bad seminars. I've been to great seminars. I've been to ones that were almost a waste of time. I've been to ones that I would never trade the time that I spent there. I am a learning machine. I eat information. That's what I affirm to myself. Gives me a sense of being in control in my life. My learning validates my ability to control who I am, where I'm going, my life, and my sense of reaching my goals. So the rules of learning, commit first to learning. Never pass a word you don't understand. Add as much mass as you can to learning. You know, if you're gonna learn to ride a bike, add the bike to the learning process. That's called mass. Learn in gradients. Learn in small gradients till you get better and better. Study areas that you have an interest in. Study the same time each day. Commit an allotted time to learning each day. And go to at least one workshop every quarter. Remember, the more you learn, the more you earn.